Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'll be joined by chemistry expert Bob Lowry, and we're going to talk about something very basic here, and that is just water. So we're going to go over what the water is in the pool, some components of water, and also evaporation, and lots of when you get a lot of rain in the pool, and things of that nature. So we'll cover all that in this podcast, and simply just talk about water. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. In your book, Pool Chemistry for Residential Pools, you start off really basic, and I always joke about this when I'm talking to someone about a pool, and I said, you know, it has water in it. And that's kind of how I joke about it. But you actually spent a lot of time in your book talking about water. And so what are some of the basic takeaways of water for the pool tech and for the homeowner who's probably never had a pool, or you're just starting out, and yes, we know the pool has water in it. So beyond that, what are some of the things?
You know, I started the book out by, you know, we make our living from this water. And you know, aside from knowing the pH and some of the water conditions, what do you know about it? Do you realize that, you know, your body's about 70% water? Do you realize that Earth is 75% water? Do you know how much rainfall falls where you live? Do you know what the evaporation rate is in your area? Because these things matter. Because if you get a lot of rainfall in your pool, it brings a lot of things into your pool that are in the air. And it changes things because there's a lot of stuff dissolved in there. You know, we have acidic rain. We have acid rain in a lot of places. And so that's a problem. It brings in pollen and dust and those types of things, a lot of nitrogen. It brings that. It brings a lot of pollen and spores into the pool, which start to grow algae. Rain is a big thing. And of course, evaporation is a big thing too. You know, you have places like Seattle that get, I don't know how many inches of rain, 100 inches of rain a year, or Hawaii that gets, you know, 200 inches of rain a year. You know, that matters. It dilutes the pool, which is probably a good thing, but it also brings a lot of things that need to be oxidized into the pool. Evaporation, on the other hand, in areas like Palm Springs, Arizona, you've got evaporation rates that can be as high as 10 feet a year. And considering that the average pool is about 4.5 feet deep, you're talking about evaporating the pool twice a year. And that concentrates everything. Calcium level is going to double, TDS is going to double just due to evaporation. And so that's an important thing to remember. The water molecule is a special molecule, and it's not really, it's just a trivia thing, but normal molecules have an angle, if you will, adding protons and neutrons or adding hydrogen and oxygen. The normal angle is 90 degrees, and water is special because it has an angle of 104.5 degrees. And this accounts for the fact that it does a lot of things that normal molecules don't do. And they stick together, they cling together, they attract one another. It's an interesting thing, and they can dissolve things in it. It has a positive side and a negative side, and therefore it can attract ionic things in the water that make positive and negative things, like sodium and chloride. Sodium chloride is salt. When you put it in water, it makes a sodium ion and a chloride ion. The sodium ions align to the negative side of the water. The chloride side aligns with with the hardened inside of the water. So it's just an interesting thing. And you should know the cost of water. And many people say, oh, I can't afford to drain my pool. Well, you know, when the last time I checked was, I think, 2016. And the most expensive water rate that I could find was $4.60 for 1,000 gallons of water. So if you've got a 15,000-gallon pool, what's 15 times $4.50? You know, you're looking at 60 or 70 or 80 bucks worth of water. And it's the cheapest, and that's for refilling the whole pool. You know, if you have to drain half of the pool and fill it up, it costs you 30 bucks. You know, many times if you're dealing with a problem, you're going to put in $30, $40, $50 worth of chemicals. You could put in $25 worth of water and it'd be gone. You know, plus your water, your pool would probably thank you for it. You know, so the cheapest thing you can ever put in your pool is water.
I agree with you there. I think, you know, I use this example when I drain my pool. I keep an eye on my water bill so I can kind of gauge it for people. And the city will tack on a little bit of a surcharge because you reach the limit. But the drain my pool, 14,000 gallon, costs about 120 bucks with the surcharge. So it's not a huge amount of money. And this is Southern California. Anywhere, other regions, it may be even cheaper. And I always recommend draining. So if you're, let's say, Arizona, California, Nevada, the desert areas where we get a lot of evaporation, we're going to have, again, concentrated chemicals in the pool, higher cyanuric acid, higher TDS. At that point, you would say those pools in those regions need to be drained more often?
Yeah, I would drain it. You know, the calcium level is going to get high in Arizona. And we got guys calling up saying, I got calcium level of 800. What do? Drain the water. And they go, well, the water coming into the tap is 250 or 300. Well, that's still a lot better than 800. You know, 800, it's almost impossible to keep the water when you got 800 parts per million. It's impossible to keep the water from causing scale.
And then with the high cyanuric acid levels that build up from the evaporation, because I think people don't understand the whole concept of the evaporating water because they think, okay, the water evaporates, therefore the chemicals will automatically be diluted. But that's not true, right?
That's not true. You know, all the chemicals stay behind. You know, it's evaporation is the same as distillation. And distillation is cool for, you know, making alcohol. But bottom line is that when the water evaporates, only pure water evaporates. Everything else stays in the pool. And it's just like if you took a pan of water, put it on the stove and boiled it dry, and then filled it up and did it again. You know, you would end up with a bunch of stuff encrusted on the pan. That's total dissolved solids. That's calcium, it's sodium, it's alkalinity, it's everything. And all of that stuff builds up in the water, and you can have some serious problems when it does.
Yeah, so our region deals with, of course, high cyanuric acid, high TDS, high salt in a lot of cases too. And then so on the reverse side, I think it's easier if you're in Florida, Hawaii, those areas that get 30 or 40 inches of rain a year, because I think diluting the water from that is easier because you're just adding more chemicals, right?
That's right. And you end up having to deal with more and more concentrated things, and it makes it difficult to balance the water, makes it difficult to, as the cyanuric acid builds up, it makes it difficult to make sure you don't have any algae and bacteria growing in the water. And, you know, I mean, the number one responsibility that you have to your homeowners is keeping the water safe. That's number one. And number two is protecting their investment. And those two things go hand in hand. But number one is providing safe water. And as the cyanuric acid builds up, it changes how much chlorine you need in the pool to provide safe water.
Yeah, and I think some regions get too much rain, like, you know, Texas right now, Houston, is, you know, all those areas are being flooded. And, you know, my area, I think our average here in Los Angeles is 11 or 12 inches. And this year was about 6 or 4 inches of rain. It wasn't too much. And when it does rain and the pools do get flooded with mud and, you know, runoff, the mud could have some metals in there, too, because I've noticed staining sometimes when I finally clean out everything in the pool. And so those are other factors, too, with heavy rain. You got the runoff from the planters and things like that. So that can cause a whole slew of problems, right?
Absolutely. The most earth has some kind of metal in it, and they get in the pool and cause stains, and then you've got organic material that's in the earth and potentially fertilizers and all kinds of stuff that's in the, that may be in the earth, they get in the pool.
Yes, you can't win either way, either, you know, unless you're in a perfect region, you know, like either here in California or Arizona where you get no rain hardly and deal with everything building up, or you're in an area where you get too much rain and everything gets diluted. So there's no really, no good place, I guess. I don't know what the perfect area would be to have a pool, but not, definitely not California or Florida.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think when you talk about water and the basics behind water, people think that it's very simple and easy to understand, but water is very complex, and you're keeping basically a body of water in a pool from turning green, which is the natural state of water. If you ever go to a lake or a pond, that's kind of what you're looking at. So I think one thing to remember with a pool is that we're doing something unnatural or against nature, so to speak. Water has a certain state that it wants to be in. And of course, algae and things like that will bloom if you don't maintain the pool properly. So water is definitely a key component. And I think Bob Lowry covered it really well in this episode. And if you're looking for the previous episodes I recorded with Bob Lowry, I've done several series with him. Go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. On the banner, click on the podcast icon. That'll take you to a drop-down menu, and you can scroll down and look for Bob Lowry's name and the title of the different podcast episodes. He also has a website, pcti.org, and over there you can find helpful information, articles, and his certified residential course. All those are great, and I definitely recommend going to his website, pcti.org. And if you're in the industry and you want to enhance your business, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits for joining there, including a discount on your general liability insurance. Again, that's poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.